when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And just like that, the theme song plays, and that means it's time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show right here on the radio or the computer, wherever you are. Yeah, old-time records for the next hour here on the show like we do every week. Always records, always old-time music. And, man, we're just ready to get the show rolling this week. I don't know about you, Art Walunas and the orchestra over here, and you call everybody darling. Singing to that one, Art Walunas and the orchestra, and you call everybody darling here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old time oldies show, and we're just rolling with another week. I tell you, sometimes it's hard to get the show started. You play the song, you know, and you know I do the show at odd times. And it plays all over the place at different times and different days, so it really doesn't matter. And I happen to be doing this right now, 7 o'clock on Saturday morning. And so I don't know if that puts it in perspective for you. And I've been on vacation for a week, which means I've been sleeping in late. I haven't been getting up till like 5 or 5:30. And I normally get up at 3 because I go in and do a morning radio show every day. And so I've been kind of sleeping in. And I thought, yeah, let's do the show right away here. We'll have a couple of Pop-Tarts and a Diet Pepsi, and we'll hit that sucker. So here we are, and I'm overlooking beautiful downtown Bovee on a foggy morning. And no rain yet, but rain's in the forecast, but it's kind of foggy and gloomy looking out there. But it's like 50 degrees, so I'm hoping that the snow season is over. You know, usually once you get past Easter, you like to think it's not going to snow anymore up here, but you never know. I've got some slides I took back in May one year, probably 35 years ago now, maybe longer than that, where we got a major dumping of snow after everybody had, you know, pretty much started their summer activities. It was terrible. But anyway, here we are rolling the show. That was a great record to get things rolling. I was very enthusiastic with that one. So let's get over here. John Lipinski and Polka Pleasure. This says on the record, this is the Clucky song. It does. It says Clucky. C-L-U-C-K-E-E. The Clucky song. But I don't know. It sure sounds a lot like the E-I-O Polka to me. Hey, 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 hey
danced around to that happy polka sound, to the right and to the left and across the floor, until they met the crowd began to yell for that tune they knew so well. And if you have a doubt, well, here's the song they shout. Oh, yeah, yeah. Sliding through the night, the dance was almost done, but they were all still having fun. So for another buck, the band began to cluck.
Crazy. Is that not, though, basically the EIO polka with some clucking? Very good clucking, I might say. John Lipinski and his and Polka Pleasure there, the clucky song here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. We're spinning the old-time records for you like we do every week. And by the way, if you have requests, dedications, questions, comments, whatever, you can phone, you can email, you can find us on Facebook. All those are opportunities available. Email is easy, oompahour@aol.com. Facebook's pretty easy, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And the phone number, 218-259-2985. And you can also text to that phone number as well if you're into that texting thing. So yeah, if there's a band you want to hear or you want to make a dedication or a request or whatever, you know, happy to oblige you. Don Peachy and his orchestra are back over here on turntable number one. This particular one featuring Janie Fricky on the singing. Here's the Red Wine Polka. Don Peachy and the orchestra featuring Janie singing there and the Red Wine Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Okay, now we got a few kind of weird records in the show this week, as if the clucky polka wasn't weird enough. Last week, though, I was sorting through some boxes of records, old rockabilly, doo-wop, rhythm and blues records. And every now and then, polka records turn up because none of my stuff is sorted all that well. But sometimes things are in boxes I don't expect them to be, including we got a Whoopi John record coming up that I've never heard of before. But I found this one, and I'll tell you more about it after we play it. What is the name of the group now? I just wrote it down so I wouldn't remember. Eddie Musel? Is that how you pronounce it? M-U-E-S-E-L. Eddie Musel and his Polka Barons. All right, and they're not on both sides of the records. They're just on one side. It's a different thing on the other side. I'll tell you about it after we play it. But anyway, the song is called Oh, Honey, How I Love You, Polka. And it's kind of a beat-up record, but I guarantee you they've never been on the show before because this record hasn't been out of the box in 30 years. So let's just let's give them a spin, shall we?
Yes, I feel like loving tonight. Oh, honey, how I love you. Oh, honey, how I love you. Oh, honey, how I love you. Kiss me, hug me, I'm in a mood. When you kiss me, it feels good. Oh, honey, how I love you. I'm that kind. Oh, honey, how I love you. Oh, honey, how I love you. Oh, honey, how I love you. Ask me, tell me, oh, please do say that I belong to you. Oh, honey, how I love you.
Was a quick one. Holy cow. A severe case of the disc jockey was not paying close enough attention. Oh, honey, how I love you, polka. Eddie Musel and his Polka Barons. Fred Potterola singing, if I can read that at all correctly. So there you go. But the weird thing about the record is the flip side of the record is called Happy Seeds by Marty Bronson with Eddie Musel and his orchestra. And it says that Marty was first place Harvest Moon Festival winner. And I have no idea from where the Harvest Moon Festival is or why he would be the winner and what he was the winner. I assume a singing contest, but it is not an old-time song. And it's a very slow, sincere, sappy song. And I'm not in the mood to play the other side, so I'm not going to. But I thought the polka on the other side was a pretty darn good record. So we'll add that to the good polka pile, and I'm sure it'll come around again someday here in the Yumpa Hour. And before we go any further, oh, I really hate to do the commercial in between these two songs because the two songs tie together so well. But I will anyway because it's too late to turn back now, which is a song by somebody. It's too late to turn back now. Who was that? It's coming to me. Somebody, the brothers, somebody, and Sister Rose. Remember that? Anyway, it has nothing to do with polka music. But I did want to talk about World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and say, hey, why don't you visit if you're going to be in the area? And you might want to be in the area because Superior and Duluth, they're two cities right together, have amazing groovy things to look at. And then you can jump on Highway 61 and go right up the north shore of Lake Superior that is chock full of campgrounds, of course, beautiful cabins and resorts, anything from, you know, kind of rustic cabins to gorgeous, luxurious resorts right on Lake Superior, hiking trails, waterfalls, parks. It's an amazing thing. And you could start in Duluth Superior and start at the World of Accordions Museum. You could. Over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. Summer's coming. They have all sorts of activities, calendar of events, which you can check on their website. They have jam sessions, educational opportunities, concerts. They have a gorgeous concert hall. Check it out for yourself online first. You know, you can check the schedule. You can call them for information, whatever. WorldofAccordionsMuseum.org. WorldofAccordions.org. Don't say museum. Just WorldofAccordions.org is where you find them online. Check it out and pay them a visit. All right. Now, we just played Oh Honey, How I Love You So, which was a wonderful romantic number. And if you'll remember, a long time ago, Lil Wally had a very popular record called I Wish I Was Single Again. Well, he actually did a follow-up to that record, and I have that. It's called Now That I'm Single Again. So here's Lil Wally.
Now that I'm single again, it feels like I'm in heaven. Took what I have, hope that she's glad. Now I am single again. Took what I have, hope that she's glad. Now I am single again. The judge says you are the man. You pay all, you go to the can. There was his voice, I had no choice. Now I am single again. There was his voice, I had no choice. Now I am single, single again. Now that I'm single again, it feels like I'm in heaven. My house and lot, that's what she's got, but I am single again. My house and lot, that's what she's got, but I am single again. Now that I'm single again, it feels like I'm in heaven. I have my fun with everyone, 'cause now I'm single again. I have my fun with everyone, 'cause I am single again.
Lil Wally there says Mr. Happiness right on there. Now that I'm single again here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old time oldie show, and we'll just jump right over here to the Happy Notes Orchestra, also known as Norm Dombrowski in the Happy Notes, actually. I love their record company, the Gold Record Company, Gold Records. So even if they never had a gold record, they still have gold records. It's amazing. Anyway, here they are. This is the Tied with a Thread Oberic.
We'll be right back. Kam zawiązała sobie znikom, nikom sobie zawiązała i Juszkowi nie dawała. Ja bym dała Jużowi, ale się go boję. Boże, że wiąż mi Heszyncy, to by było troje. Zawiązała sobie z nitką, nitką sobie zawiązała i Juszkowi nie dawała. Ja bym dała Jużowi, ale się go boję. Chociaż dziewiąć miesięcy, to by było troje.
They have it, the Happy Notes Orchestra and the Tied with a Thread Oberic here on Tim's Opa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Every week, get together. We spin these records, which, you know, some people think, that's crazy talk, playing records. What are you doing? But anyway, there you go. I have the next record. Again, you know, last week I thought was kind of a week where a lot of weird records got played, kind of silly stuff, and we had the meowing song and all that. And this week is kind of shaping up to be a lot like that, too, after the Clucky song earlier. And then this record came around again. And this has been one of my all-time favorite records since I was like 4 or 5 years old. And I always say this, I'm not sure that it qualifies as a polka, but it features accordion. And I think that if you had had like 63 cups of coffee, You could polka to this, but you'd have to be pretty darn snappy about it. But this record has just amused me since I was a little kid. And this is actually the very same 45 that I had when I was like 4 or 5 years old. So this record's really, really old. And I love this song, and I don't know why. And Frankie Yankovic has done the song too, which also helps qualify it as an authentic old-time polka record. But this is the Mark IV doing it. And we played all these romantic songs. We had Tied with a Thread Oberic. We had the Oh Honey, I Love You So. We had all these great romantic songs. And so this is another great romantic song. Here's the Mark IV.
Hey, I got a wife at home. I got a wife at home. I got a wife, she's the apple of my life, but I wish she would leave me alone.
Your clothes up, wipe your feet off, goodness sake, don't slam the door. Fix the socket, dry the dishes, can't you do a single chore? Hang a picture, set the table, don't drop ashes on the floor. Heat the bottle, change the baby, you don't love me anymore.
He don't love her anymore. There he goes right out the door. He'll be back about 10:30, and then she'll start right in again.
Shade up, wash the windows, wipe the handprints off the door, change the light bulb, scrub the bathtub, pick the toys up from the floor, tape the lamp cord, make some coffee, burn the garbage, oil the door, get the kids and call my mother, you don't love me anymore.
I got a wife at home.
Okay, okay, I'll do it. Yeah, okay. Honey, honey, please, honey. Yeah, I'll do it. Quiet!
He don't love her anymore. There he goes right out the door. He'll be back about 10:30, and then she'll start right in again.
Gee. I played that record over and over and over when I was a kid. That's the Mark IV, and I've Got a Wife here at Tim Zumpa Hour. Yeah, totally a polka, but certainly one at a pretty good tempo, I'd say. All right, now I told you that the last week I was sorting through some boxfuls of records, a lot of boxfuls of records, and I came across a Whoopi John record that I had never seen before. Maybe, and I've already got it on the turntable, maybe the other side I would recognize. I don't know. I've never seen this before, and I thought I had them all. It's a Pink Decca promo record, so it's back from the late 50s or early 60s, maybe even as early as the mid-50s, I'm not sure. And it's Whoopi John with his orchestra, and Patrick Wilfart doing the singing on this one. And the song is called Rock and Roll with a Round and Round Beat. And I believe that this also qualifies as a waltz for the show this week. Let's just try it. Here's a Whoopi and the Gang. John there with Patrick Wilfart on the vocals and Rock and Roll to the Round and Round Beat. I had never seen that record before in my life. I was like, wow, really? And the flip side is an instrumental called the Jet Polka, which I also do not recall. So you know what we're going to do with that? I'm going to put that one back in its sleeve here. It's in the original Decca sleeve even, with advertising for other artists on it. They would like us to also purchase Brenda Lee and the Kalin Twins. And I'm going to take this Whoopi John record, and I'm going to put it over here in the stack for next week so we can play the other side next week. All right, moving on. Hickory Polka up next. Ray Champa and his Polka Champs.
We'll be right back.
That's Roy Champa and his Polka Champs. Were they ever in some sort of contest where they won and they were like the champions of polka? We do not know. But anyway, Roy Champa, the Polka Champs, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I don't know. I'm having a blast today. I don't know what is going on with that. Weather's been good this week. I got a lot of stuff done. We got Big Red out. Big Red is our 1959 Ford F-100 pickup that looks really cool and really good from a distance. But if you get up close to it, you can see it's not all that spiffy. It's nice, so it's respectable. And it's beat up enough that you can use it to take stuff to the dump, which is exactly what it's, I know, it's the landfill, I think. No, it's not even a landfill anymore. It's a transfer station. You transfer all the garbage and crap to somewhere else by going to the transfer station. I don't get it, but we call it the dump anyway. And, we just parked it, and we're putting all the crap in it that we've accumulated over the winter. Time for a dump run! You know, old light fixtures, old busted records. I've been sorting out records all winter, and there's some records that are just too beat up to play that eventually have to make their way to the landfill, you know? So we got that, and I'm kind of living on the edge, because I packed up the snowblower, you know, put stable in the gas and ran it to get it all pumped through it and put it away. And those of you that live where you don't get 4 feet of snow, you don't appreciate that, because it could still happen, and I'll be, well, I already put the snowblower away. And got the scooter out. We got one of those little bitty scooters, you know, that you don't need a motorcycle license for, because they only go like 25 miles an hour. Got the scooter ready for the season, and we have a little geo tracker that's really kind of a heap, but it's four-wheel drive, and we got a little bitty plow on it that we use, and it's the first year we've had it. And I'm thinking about taking the plow off of it. I haven't committed to that yet because it could snow, and putting the plow back on is a pain in the butt. So I haven't committed to that yet. But yeah, we are in full moving into spring mode. And, you know, that's what you do after Easter, right? After Easter, you can wear white shoes and what else? What are the other rules for after Easter? You can wear white shoes. I get myself some white bucks. They always, you know, think like for girls going to church, you can have white shoes now. It's after Easter. I don't know. Bob Szymanski Orchestra over here. Well, here's one you all know. It's the Peanuts Polka. All right, there you go. Peanuts Polka. We all know that one. That's one of those ones sometimes, you know, you hear it and you forget what the title of the song is because it's an instrumental. But as soon as you hear it, you're like, oh, yeah, I recognize that. That's the Peanuts Polka. So there you have it. Bob Szymanski's orchestra here on Tibbs Oompa Hour. Got another record coming up here out of that stack of records, rhythm and blues records I was going through. And I'm like, how do these polka records get in there? I totally cannot decide which side I'm going to play. So I'll work on that decision. Well, you listen to another one that we all know. There's the Jolly Gents. And like every polka band, I think, has done this one at some time or another. Here's the Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie Polka. There you go, Jolly Gents there, Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie, Polka. Tibbs Oompa Hour is what you're listening to, and that's what we do every week is we just play old-time records for about an hour, once a week. I'm trying to figure out what happened to the sleeve for this record. I think it's in the wrong kind of sleeve. No, I guess a green sleeve would be appropriate. That was German style, I think. When I hear that song, I always think Polish style, but that was a tuba. So anyway, there you go. Now, I told you I had one more record. There was an old-time record, a polka, that I had found in this box of rhythm and blues records I was sorting out last week. And I'd never heard this before. It's called the Tinkle Polka. It's Harry Hardin and his orchestra. And it says on the label that it's a swing polka. And I listened to it, and I thought, this is kind of almost, this is like a jazz polka. This is a jazz swing polka. I don't know what it is, but there's accordions, there's pianos, and it's fun, and I totally can see a polka to this. So you guys try that. Let's give it a spin and see what we got going here. There you go. That was a swinger, boy. I'm telling you. it was a swing polka. I like that one. The Tinkle Polka and Harry Hardin and his orchestra here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and here's an enthusiastic record over here back on turntable number one. It's Walter Ostenak. I always say Ostenak, and that's wrong. I think it's Ostenak. Walter Ostenak. Anyway, this is the Wooden Shoes Polka.
One, two, three, go!
Thank you.
The Wooden Shoes Polka, Walter Ostenek, and the band here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Yeah, we're spinning them. I am doing too many things at once here while I'm supposed to be doing the show. And because I got messages coming in over here for the radio station and messages coming in over here on this and stuff going on, and I'm doing too many things at once. I need to focus just a little bit. We have Marshall Lukowski coming up with the You Name It Polka, but first this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, clearly a 60-second commercial is not enough time for me to get organized here. That's obvious. But I do have Marshall Lukowski and the band up here and the You Name It Polka.
You name it, we'll play. By the name of Joe, who comes to work, he's too darn slow. We know a gal by the name of Anna, she's got a nose like a big banana. We know a gal by the name of Dee, she smokes like a trash machine. We know a guy by the name of Frank, he's got a belly like a German tank. Up in the morgue, we know a gal by the name of Bert. When the boys are around, she always flirts. We know a gal by the name of Liz. It's all she likes is curds and fizz. We know a guy by the name of Jay. Every time you look, he's leaning on a rake.
Shut up and just introduce the records. I can fit two more into the show this week. Here's the Six Fat Dutchmen and the Champagne Polka.
Thank you.
We made it. There you go. Six Fat Dutchman there. And the Champagne Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Remember now, you call in your request dedications, whatever, 218-259-2985. Email us, oompahour@aol.com and facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And we're going to get out of here with the new Hermione Polka. Here is Martin Sero in the band. Martin Sero and the boys there, and hey, for once that trick ending didn't catch me. That's the new Hermione Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, and by golly, I knew if I tried not to get so darn long-winded in between the records there, we could jam in two more before it was time to wrap this sucker up for another week, so hey, we made it!
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. We'll be back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!